Anjana Gopika Mataji, you can start the introduction.
Sorry, Mataji, for interruption. Once a kalpa turvesa, kefa sindhu evasa, patitanamo bhava nebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha, anantakoti vaishnavrindaki, jai nama chari haridas thakur ki, jai. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. This is Anjana Gopika Devadasi from Lubbock, Texas. I welcome everyone in the Bhakti Sangha mid-morning class. May I know who are joining today?
Sorry, Mataji. Mataji, I think we can start the class. I started recording.
Oh, okay. Mataji, Savitri Mataji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Please take over the call, Mataji. We are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 1.1 onwards, Mataji, and we are very fortunate, Mataji. Do you have any call?
Text 4.
Yes.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shirada Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shirade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishobhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila chapter 1 and we are reading the text number 3 and 4. What is that? It's not showing me. Okay, I'm reading the translation. Text 3 and 4. Shri Rupo Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath এই ছায় গুরুর করু চরণ বন্দন যাহা হইতে বিঘ্ন নাশ অভিষ্ট পুরাণ আই প্রে টু দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ সিক্স গোস্বামী শ্রী রূপ সনাতন ভট্ট রঘুনাথ শ্রীজীব গোপাল ভট্ট এন্ড দাস রঘুনাথ সো দ্যাট অল ইম্পেডিমেন্টস টু মাই রাইডিং দিস লিটারেচার উইল বি অ্যানিহিলেটেড এন্ড মাই রিয়েল ডিজায়ার উইল বি ফুলফিলড Report. If one wants to benefit the entire world, he will certainly find persons like hogs and pigs who will put forward many impediments. that is natural. But if a devotee seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, the merciful Goswamis will certainly give the Lord's servitor all protection. It is not astonishing that impediments are placed before those who are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Nevertheless, if we adhere to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis and pray for their mercy, all impediments will be annihilated. And the transcendental devotional service to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. As we are seeing, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, although was a very exalted devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, out of humility, he said, you know, the first verse that he was lame and without any good intelligence, but by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone can cross the mountain. The lame person can cross the mountain, and a dumb person can write exalted literatures, right? So it is the continuation, five verses in this chapter, first five verses, are very important. And first two verses were the Mangala Charanam, right? Invoking the auspiciousness. And now in the third and fourth verse, he was offering his obeisances and prayers to the lotus feet of six Goswamis. The six principal Goswamis were the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and praying for their mercy. And our process is that same, begging for the mercy, blessings. So all the impediments in our spiritual life would be vanished. And because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami started this literature, when he commenced writing the literature, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was 90 years old. And he had the doubt that he would be able to write the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita because of the advanced age and failing health. But by the mercy of Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, by the mercy of the six Goswamis and the devotees of Vrindavan, he was able to finish the whole literature. Now he has started the Antya Leela, the Shesh Leela. Antya Leela, he is now again praying to the lotus feet of six Goswami so he can nicely finish the writings of this literature. And in this verse, the main point is having deep faith in Guru, Gauranga, Vaishnav, Shastra. This is very important, having the deep, convincing faith or Shraddha, having full faith of their blessings, by the blessings of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, Vaishnav, Acharyas, the amazing things happen. Impossible things become possible, and possible things, of course, become possible by their blessings. We should not think that on our own power we can achieve success. Transcendental subject matter is not like that. We must have the full dependence, faith in blessings and our prayers. And Goswamis, our Acharyas, are so merciful, kind. They actually bestow their blessings and mercy upon us abundantly, provided we are thoroughly connected with the parampara. With full humility. Humility is very important here. Because one has to beg the mercy. And who can have the humility? There is a problem in material world to become humble. To become humble, we have to have great qualities, actually. Who doesn't have any good devotional quality? That person cannot be humble, cannot be meek, humble, cannot bow down fully before Lord, before the exalted devotees, before Guru, cannot submit to anyone's lotus feet. As we have more and more good qualities, spiritual qualities, we become more and more humble and practice humility. It's a natural process, and naturally we can develop this quality. Artificially, we cannot become humble. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is teaching us by paying his obeisances to the six Goswamis and paying the lot at the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. Srila Rupa Goswami, as we know, foremost Shiksha Guru. Sanatana is foremost Diksha Guru. And Raghunath Das Goswami was spiritual master of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Also, he was a disciple of Sri Rupa. Sri Rupa, Rupa Raghunatho Pade Hoive Akuti. Always he ends the chapter by saying, Sri Rupa Raghunatho Pade Jar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishnadas. Throughout the literature, he was praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Spiritual masters are two types. One is Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. One is our Diksha Guru, and innumerable gurus can be our Siksha Gurus. So Rupa Goswami gives us the science of Bhakti, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Is teaching us the Videya process. All the Siksha Gurus are the manifestation or expansions of Sri Rupa Goswami's teachings, and Sanatan Goswami, Diksha Guru, all other gurus are his expansion of his teachings. He gives us the Sambandha Gyan. Rupa Goswami gives us the Avidheya. Raghunath Das Goswami gives us the Raganuga Bhakti. He is the Acharya of Raganuga Bhakti. Jiva Goswami wrote so many volumes of literatures on bhakti science to teach us how to perform bhakti with full understanding of the literature, knowledge. Our Sambandha Gyan, Avidya Gyan, and Prayojana Gyan, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all Goswamis are our acharyas. I have not prepared this class for this, so this much we can say. By remembering them, by accepting their teachings, by submitting ourselves at the lotus feet, by begging their blessings, we can cross over all the impediments on spiritual life. We must have the full conviction about that. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami did that. So this is the point. Now, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wanted to finish this literature as nicely as possible, so that's why he said. As we know in the Adi Leela, so wonderfully he received the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and also from Radha Madan Mohan. His garland fell down when he prayed to Shri Radha Madan Mohan for blessings, and Pujari offered that garland to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Now he wants the same thing. That's we are now learning from text 5. Text 5, 6, and 7, also very wonderful prayer at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radha Govinda, and Shri Radha Gopinath. Three principal deities of Gauriya Vaishnavas. By their mercy, are all spiritual desires will be successful. So first verse, in these three verses, I'm reading. Text 5. Jayatan surato pangur mama manda mater gati mat sarvasva padambhojo Shishiradha Madanamohanu. All right, outage. Translation, glory to the all merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill advised, yet they are my directors and their lotus feet are everything to me. These three verses appeared first in Adi Lila, chapter 1. Now again, in the beginning of the Antya Lila, these three verses are again we are studying. Because Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was praying for their mercy. And Shri Radha Madan Mohan was his Ishtadev. So Jayatam, all glory to Surato. Surato means most merciful. Or attached in conjugal love. Both meanings are there. Su rati. Rati means attachment. In conjugal love mainly. Rati means attachment. That is our goal, right? To have intimacy with Lord Krishna, to have attachment, to have attraction in love, right? So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that glory, Jayatam. Jayatam also means offering obeisances. Jai, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasati, Go Bhaktavinoda. Jai means I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of Panchatattva. Also, let the Panchatattva be glorious all the time. Glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glories to Sri Nityananda, glories to Advaita, glories to Gadadhar, glories to Shivas Thakur, right? So Pango, again, he is presenting himself as very lame. Lame means not able to do anything, not be able to move anywhere. And ill advice, actually he was very exalted devotee. He started writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita in Vrindavan, at the bank of Radha Kunda. Still his bhajan kutir is there, where he wrote the whole Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That place is still there. Devotees go there and visit and offer their obeisances there, offer their prayers there. And we feel his presence there. We feel the spiritual presence and spiritual potency there. So much bhakti is there, that location. Radha Kunda is Srimati Radharani. On the bank of Radha Kunda is Bhajan Kutir was there. So three principal deities in Vrindavan, one is Shri Radha Madan Mohan, established by Sri Sanatan Goswami. He's the Samanda Adhidev, right? Radha Madan Mohan establishes our Samanda Gyan in the heart. Adhidev, presiding deity of Samanda Gyan. I'm lame. Out of humility he is speaking that. Out of his deep realization of the soul, He is so humble. Before Guru, before Lord, before the Vaishnavas, as soon as we remember the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev and Sri Krishna and the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, Acharyas, are all impediments go away. We become empowered by their mercy. We invoke auspiciousness into the surroundings in our lives. And I am ill-advised. Mati. Mati is so dull. Means mandamati. Mandamati means foolish. Of course he was not foolish. Who is a Vaishnava, who is a devotee of Krishna, he is the most intelligent person. He is topmost person in the society. Who is a devotee of Krishna? Mahaprabhu says, Shrestha Shavakar. Whoever is chanting holy name, he is perfect person, top person in the society. It's the simple thing, whoever is writing bhakti literature, whoever is thinking of Krishna, who is chanting Hare Krishna, they're all full of spiritual potency. The devotee's entire existence, entire personality, entire consciousness is saturated with the spiritual devotional potency. Transcendental potency. Although a devotee may be living in this material world, but he is not in this material world. He is totally connected with the spiritual domain or spiritual realm. This is the sukaushalam of bhakti. We have to know how to connect ourselves, the whole being, whole existence, whole personality, with Krishna. When consciousness is linked up with Krishna, we achieve that. And it doesn't happen on our own power. Krishna enables that. Krishna is the supreme enabler. Krishna does that. He gives us, everything is descending towards us, right? In ascending order, I cannot get it. Yes, I can get it by myself. It is not like that. Spiritual potency, spiritual power, spiritual ability, spiritual consciousness, devotion, everything has been given to us. That's why we have to wait and be humble before the Lord. So he will enable to, you know, enable us to achieve that, empower us to achieve that. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was empowered by Nityananda Prabhu. And Goswami, especially Murari Gupta's Karcha, he got Paradilila, all the Vaishnavas, and Swarup Damodar Prabhu supplied the later parts of Madhyalila, Antalila, Karcha, or the notes, right? All the devotees of Vrindavan, they requested him to write this wonderful literature that is known as Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is admitting, without the mercy of Shri Radha Madan Mohan, I cannot finish this literature. So that's why he's saying, yet they are my directors. Radha Krishna is also our directors. One has to know how to connect with Radha Krishna. This ability is the real or important point. We have lots of knowledge already. We are hearing Krishna Katha repeatedly. We are hearing Krishna's pastimes. Now we have to learn to connect ourselves or to apply in our lives. Application is the most important thing. And Krishna is ready to give himself fully to us. Krishna is very much attached to us, actually, just like a mother is very attached to the child, because we are his spiritual parts and parcels. He's naturally attached to us. We are not reciprocating with Krishna. So Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan means also who attracts the minds of everyone. Madan Mohan means Cupid, transcendental Cupid. So let our minds to be attracted by Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Let our consciousness be attracted to be attracted by Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So director. And their lotus feet are everything to me. Gradually a devotee feels that. There's nothing here to accomplish in this material world. Means material things. We can accomplish everything which is known as spiritual, our relationship, our service, our life, everything can be connected with Krishna. So ability to connect ourselves to Krishna is the most important part here. Just like we are seeing how the interactions are going on with Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan and Sri Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Going to the next six. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimat Ratnagara Singhasanasthau Srimat Radha Srila Govinda Devau Prishtha Libhi Sevya Mano Smarami. Word for word, meaning Divyat, shining, Vrindaranya in the forest of Vrindavan, Kalpa, Dhruma, desire tree, Adha, Vinit, Srimat, most beautiful, Ratna, Agara, in a temple of jewels, Simha, Asana, Stho, sitting on a throne, Srimat, very beautiful, Radha, Srimati, Radharani, Srila Govinda Devo, and Sri Govinda Dev, Prishthalibihi, by most confidential associates, Sibhyamano, being served, Smarami, I remember. Translation, in a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath the desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne, I offer my humble obeisances to them. So, it's beautiful meditation. Devotees although live here, but they meditate on this Golok Dham, Golok Vrindavan, Divyat Vrindaranya, Kalpadrumat. In the Vrindavan, there's a forest of desert trees. Underneath the desert tree, there's a temple of jewels, Ratna Agar. In that Ratna Agaro, there's a beautiful Simhasana altar where Sri Radha Govinda Dev are sitting, and they are served by the most confidential associates. All the gopis are serving Sri Radha Govinda Dev in a very confidential way. And the throne is very effulgent, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is offering humble obeisances unto them. See, from here, we can reach Golok Dham. How? Actually, we cannot reach Golok Dham, but Golok Dham can reach us. Because for Krishna, there's no time and space. So, because Krishna is present everywhere, as much as he is present in the spiritual world, Krishna is accessible here as much as he is accessible in the spiritual world. All the space are already occupied by Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So the Golok Dham can reach us. Jedin Grihate Bhajano Dekhi Grihate Goloko Bhayo. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I cannot reach Golok Dham But Golok Dham can reach me because Dham is Krishna. Five items are direct Krishna. What are those? Krishna Naam, Krishna Dham, Krishna Bhakta, Bhakti Grantha, and Vigraha. Mahaprabhu gave us five items of devotional service, right? Naam Seva, Dham Seva, Bhakta Seva, Shastra Seva, and Vigraha Seva. All are directly Krishna, or all are directly connected with Krishna. Means our, we can directly approach Krishna through these five items. Naam is Krishna. Krishna touching us, Krishna comes on our tongue as the holy name. Through the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can touch Krishna. When we are able to touch Krishna, that is our perfection of life. So, very exalted devotee, pure devotee, never stops chanting because he wants the association of Krishna. So goes on chanting Hare Krishna mentally, internally, or with sound. He's never without chanting of Hare Krishna because he's always in touch with Krishna. He's never free from touching Krishna. So mutual affection, the mutual association is established through Naam Seva. Dham Seva, Dham is also Krishna directly. We must take the shelter of Sri Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Gaudiya Vaishnavas mostly inclined to live in Vrindavan. Their mind is always dwelling there in Vrindavan. And they meditate this wonderful meditation, the reality. This is Golok Dham. As you know, from Sri Brahma Samhita, right? Where's the Brahma Samhita? As we know from Brahma Samhita, that when Brahma saw everywhere just darkness, he could not see anyone after his birth because he was the first person to be born. And he saw nothing was there. And then Divine Saraswati gave the mantra to chant and perform tapasya. What was the mantra she gave, Divine Saraswati? She gave the Gayatri mantra. Which Gayatri mantra? Kama Bij Gayatri mantra. What was the Kama Bij Gayatri mantra? Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Jana Ballabhaya Swaha. In text number 24 in Brahma Samhita, we know that. I'm reading the translation. Then the goddess of learning Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, said thus, the Brahma who saw nothing but gloom in all directions, O Brahma, this mantra, Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Jana Ballabhaya Swaha, will assuredly fulfill your heart's desire. So, Krishna is Madan Mohan here. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami first offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of Madan Mohan and praying for their blessings. Now, here we see Radha Govinda, Klim Krishnaya, Govindaya. So Govinda, Shri Radha Govinda, Avideya Adi Devata. Radha Madan Mohan, Sambandha Avi Devata. So Krishna is Radha Madan Mohan. Radha Madan Mohan were the worshipable Lord for Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Now, in Vrindavan, Golok Dham, this description in Golok Dham, what we are reading now, Brahma saw that. So in the 24, we understand that divine consort of the Supreme Lord, Divine Saraswati, first gave this mantra to Brahma and said, 25, that, O Brahma, do thou practice spiritual association by means of this mantra, then all your desires will be fulfilled. We are in this line, right? We belong to this Brahma Madhva Gauriya Vaishnav Sampradaya. So Lord Brahma performed tapasya with this Gayatri Mantra. We are also being initiated in this Gayatri Mantra. So meditation is associated with this Gayatri Mantra. And that meditation is written here in the 26. So I said 24, 25, now 26. After chanting this mantra, he saw the spiritual world and he was meditating on this spiritual world, Golok Dham. So 26, Brahma, being desirous of satisfying Govinda, practiced the cultural act for Krishna in Goloka, Lord of Shweta Dvipa, for a long time. His meditation ran thus: there exists a divine lotus of 1,000 petals, augmented by millions of filaments in the transcendental land of Goloka. On its core, there exists a great divine throne on which is seated Sri Krishna, the form of eternal effulgence of transcendental bliss, playing on his divine flute, resonant with the divine sound, with his lotus mouth. He is worshipped by the amorous milkmaids with their respective subjective oceans and extensions, and also by the external energy who stays outside, embodying all mundane qualities. Lord Brahma also meditated on this, Golok Dham. There's a lotus flower made of thousands of petals. In the world of this lotus flower, there's a throne. On that throne, Shri Radha Govinda are seated, and they are being served by gopis, divine milkmaids, amorous milkmaid, right? And this Gayatri Mantra. Brahma also got the Kama Gayatri Mantra. What is that Kama Gayatri Mantra? Klim Krishnaya. Nee. The Kama Gayatri Mantra was the highest Gayatri Mantra of all. Yes. Klim Kama Devaya Vidmahe Pushpabanaya Dhimahi Tanno Ananga Prachodaya. By chanting that mantra, Gayatri Mantra, he understood. What he understood? That is in 28, Brahma thought thus within himself, by the recollection of Kama Gayatri, it seems to me that I am the eternal maid servant of Krishna. So this is our parampara line, to meditate on Sri Vrindavan Dham, Golok Dham. And after being initiated with the Gayatri Mantra, Kama Gayatri Mantra, by Divine Saraswati, he started offering the Govindam Adi Purusham Stotra. That is the next verse, 29. He was enlightened by the whole spiritual wisdom, because Shri Krishna, as a result of chanting Gayatri Mantra and result of chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, the truth of all the Vedas were revealed to Brahma. And with the help of those essences of the Vedas, he offered this hymn to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Srimad So Sriman Mahaprabhu has taught this hymn to his favorite disciples in as much as it fully contains all the transcendental truths regarding the Vaishnava philosophy. Leaders are requested to study and try to enter into the spirit of his hymn with great care and attention as a regular daily function. And the next verse is Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Briksha. First thing is this: Dibyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimat Ratnagra Singhasana Sthau Srimat Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalivi Saibhyamanam Smarami. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Briksha Lakshabitesu Suravi Ravi Palayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Brahmatsai Pumanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. So, we have everything. We have everything. It is our parampara. As Brahma meditated on Sri Golok Dham, we can also do. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also did the same thing. First Madan Mohan, then Radha Govinda. Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radha Govinda Dev and Shri Radha Gopinath. These are the three principal deities of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. With the three potents, means Radha Madan Mohan bestows the Sambandha Gyan, Radha Govinda Dev bestows the Avideya Gyan, and Shri Radha Gopinath bestows the Prayojan Tattva. So, wonderful meditation, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, in a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, means Golok Dham, underneath the desired tree, Shri Radha Govinda served by their most confidential associates. Sit upon an effulgent throne, I offer my humble obeisances unto them. From here, we can offer our whole self and offer our obeisances. We can surrender from here. Actually, it doesn't matter where we are. Matter what, our devotion matters. Because Krishna can reach us anywhere. For Krishna, there's no impediments for space and time. Immediately he can come. Immediately he can reveal everything. And he can touch us. Also, Krishna is everywhere. We are enveloped by Krishna. So, what matters? Our service matters. Our devotion matters. Whatever service I want to perform, I can perform over here for Dibyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimat Ratnagara Singhasanastha Shri Radha Srila Govinda Devo. From here, I can serve them. They can reach us and accept the service. Srila Prabhupada wrote in the purport of the verse, you know, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prajat Prayachati. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes that when you offer wonderful bhoga to Krishna, from Golok Dham, he can extend his hand and accept the bhoga and taste. Why not? Because for Krishna, space and time doesn't matter. This is so amazing, wonderful realization of the spiritual reality. Spiritual reality is simply amazing. Although we are here, actually we can live fully in the spiritual world through this meditation, by understanding the reality. Reality is so beautiful. Reality is everywhere. Krishna is present within us as plenary manifestation of Krishna, or Krishna, localized manifestation of Krishna. This is known as science. Krishna is present everywhere, whether we believe it or not. It doesn't matter. Truth does not change. absolute truth is unchangeable and unchallengeable. When Krishna says, I am living in everyone's heart, he is living in everyone's heart. The truth does not depend on our belief or on our acceptance. If I do not accept, then means it is not true. It is not. Krishna is the absolute truth, ultimate truth. When he says, I live everywhere, Hari Sarvatra Sarvada. He is Sarvatra Sarvada. This is science. Like 2 plus 2 is always 4. It cannot be changed into anything. Whether I believe or not, it doesn't matter. Absolute truth does not depend on our belief, acceptance or rejection. It doesn't matter. But when we accept with firm belief as a science, yes, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is within my heart. Krishna is in the Golokdham. Goloka eva nivasati. Nivasati. Goloka eva nivasati. Akhila atma bhuto. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. This is absolute truth, unchangeable and unchallengeable. So the intelligent people, they just accept the absolute truth and they progress very quickly in the spiritual world, the spiritual life. Then the next verse, 7, out of these three famous verses, right? Shriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tatasthitaha Karshan Vinusankar Swanir Gopi Gopinatha Shiyastuna. Word for word meaning, Shriman, most beautiful rasa of the rasa dance, rasa of the mellow, Arambhi, the initiator, Vamsi Bhatta of Vamsi Bhatta, Tata on the shore, Sthita, standing, Karshan attracting, Venu of the flute, Shanishmanahi by the sound, Gopi, the covered girls, Gopinatha, Sri Gopinath, Sri A, benediction, Astu, let there be, na, our. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore at Vamsi Bhatta and attracts the attention of the covered damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May there all confer upon us their benedictions. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is paying the lotus feet up now. Gopinath, Gopinath, Lord and Master of the Gopis. Prayojan Adidevata. So Gopinath is originated the transcendental mellows of the Rasa dance. Means Madan Mohan first attracted the gopis by the sound of flute. Some of them is also attraction. Goal is to Krishna. Avideya means the process to reach to Krishna, attain Krishna. So Madan Mohan, being Madan Mohan, he attracted the gopis, called the gopis. Gopis came to him in the month of autumn, right? In the full moon night, Purnima night, the whole nature was turned into beautiful, beautiful flower, you know, the whole forest was decorated with the very fragrant flowers. The air was very cool and sweet, flowing gently, breeze, cool breeze. The Yamuna River was flowing very gently. It was the full moon night. And Krishna wanted to display this wonderful pastime, that is Rasa dance with the gopis. So underneath the Bhatta Briksha, Vamsi Bhatta, Bhatta Briksha, by the bank of Yamuna, he first came and started to play the flute. Benu, Karshan Benu, with the sound, flute sound, he was attracting all the attention of the coward damsels. And all the gopis were simply attracted by Krishna, being pure devotees of Krishna. The more we become pure in heart and consciousness, more we'll be attracted to Krishna. Initial attraction is there. That must grow with the full attachment. The attraction should be also with full attachment. Like adho shraddha. Shraddha means interest or attraction or respect or faith. Tata bhajana kriya means it grows more. And when the faith is completely mature, and that state is known as prema. Faith in our relationship with Krishna, faith in ourselves, faith in Krishna, faith in the mercy of Krishna, faith in the process, and faith in the goal. In every steps, we need faith. When our faith is complete, 100%, then simply we have love, pure love for Krishna. So Krishna was attracting, means playing his celebrated flute with the sound of flute. He was attracting the attention of all the gopis. He was standing on the shore of Yamuna underneath a bamshi, but a vriksha. He was standing. And Radha Govinda, it was the Avideya Adideva. As Krishna wanted to have these wonderful pastimes with the dance, with the gopis, so that was fixed by the Radha Govinda Dev, means as the Avideya. Then finally, the dance of love, Rasa dance, happened. Gopis wanted Krishna as their husband, and Krishna fulfilled their desire, being a Gopinath. The desires of his devotees. So Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda Dev, and Gopinath fulfill ultimately our desire, our spiritual desire. What is that? To have the association, union with Lord Krishna. So therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was praying to Gopinath. And that is our Gayatri Mantra. Beautiful meditation. We should also practice this meditation. Means our mind should be dwelling in Golok Dham, Vrindavan. Then we can experience being in Vrindavan from here. We can perform unlimited service from here to Shishi Radha Govinda Dev in Vrindavan, in Golok Dham. Few devotees, they don't live anywhere but in Vrindavan. The consciousness is known as Vrindavan consciousness. When we, in consciousness, internally you live in the Golok Dham. There you can see your own presence, means you are there, and also you can experience Shishi Radha, Madan Mohan, Shishi Radha, Govinda Dev, and Shishi Radha Gopinath's presence. So devotees become well overwhelmed by experiencing the presence of Krishna. Here or Golok Dham, they cannot even think whether I'm in the material world or in the spiritual world. Because consciousness is always dwelling there. So Gayatri Mantra is very powerful. As we read Brahma Samhita, how Brahmaji had the darshan of spiritual world, and then he wonderfully offered this Govindam Adipurusham Stotram. First by being ordered by Krishna, performed tapasya, tapa. Because he was the only person in the whole universe. And he was seeing everywhere just darkness, nothing was there. How to perform tapasya, he didn't know. So Divine Saraswati initiated him with the Gayatri Mantra. And she said to chant, meditate on the mantra. And he was enlightened. Lord Krishna's flute sound entered into the 8 years of Brahma through the flute sound. All the Vedas also entered into the heart of Brahma. And he was completely enlightened by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna's one drop of mercy is enough for us to be enlightened and enlivened with the spiritual wisdom and achieve the success. So today we have studied these verses and some verses from Brahma Samhita. Actually, I request everyone to read those parts from Brahma Samhita after chanting Gayatri Mantras, Kama Bija and Kama Gayatri Mantras, with full meditation, he was able to offer the prayers. He was transported to the spiritual world. We can also get the same result from here if we learn the secret as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was giving us. In the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Adi Leela, chapter 1, these verses were there. And now again, in the beginning of the Antya Leela, these verses are also there. Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wanted, impediments free writing of this most confidential part, the Antya Leela. So he can finish the Chaitanya Charitamrita literature. Last 18 years, Mahaprabhu lived in Jagannath Puri and tasted the ecstatic love for Krishna in separation, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, a very confidential part. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami especially was praying for the mercy and blessings from Shishiradha, Madan Mohan, Shishiradha, Govinda Dev, and Shishiradha Gopina. Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Is there any question or comment here? Hare Bol, are you hearing me?
Yes, Mother Switcher, we are hearing you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you today in the Zoom. Unmute myself. I'm muted or what?
No, you're not muted.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay. Right? Okay. So, all right. No, what is going on? Sorry. Are you still there?
Hare Krishna, sir.
We hear you, Mother Smriti. We hear you.
Okay, can you see me too?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, so thank you everyone. Thank you so much. So if there's no question, come.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, our glorious Sri Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for such a beautiful class, for, you know, establishing these points that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, how he's meditating on Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda Dev and Radha Gopinath, and explaining each and every their pranam mantras. That was so beautiful, Mataji. And I'm so glad to see you on Zoom. That was, you know, so nice.
I can't see anyone. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because I haven't turned on my video.
Okay. Are you Kirtida?
Yes, I'm Kirtida Sundari.
Oh, Haribol Kirtida. Oh.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Now you can see me, I hope.
Oh, no, I didn't see. I'm not seeing. I don't know how to see.
Okay. No worries, Mataji. I'm able to see you. So thank you so much for your beautiful class and your beautiful smiling face always. Krishna.
Okay. I'm very nervous today, actually. Okay. Thank you, Kirtida. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. In every sloka, you explained so nicely, and it was very understanding, and it was deep meaning, Mataji. It was very, very nice. Mataji, till which verse you read today?
Yes, we have stopped. Means we have covered up to 7.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your class.
Okay. So, can we...
Hare Krishna, is there any comment or question for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Ajji Savitri Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. So happy to see you. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. As usual, very deep devotional class, Mataji. Mataji, can you please sing? If you are not tired, go in.
Oh, I see. Govinda, Mataji.
Mami Purusam, Tamaham Bajami.
Oh, something else?
No. Whatever you want to sing, Mataji.
Should I sing or not?
Yes, Mataji. Please, Mataji.
Okay, simple one. From Gitavali, you know. Bhakti Vinod Thakur's. Radha Krishna Bal 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 Reshavai. Radha Krishna Bal 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 Reshavai. E shikha diya shabnu diya. Firche neche goni tai, Radha Krishna bol 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 reshabai. Miche mayar bashe, jacho bheshe, miche mayar bashe, jacho bheshe, khacho habo dubo bhai, Radha Krishna bol 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 reshabai. Jeev Krishna Dash, Ebishash. Jeev Krishna Dash, Ebishash. Kurle to Ardukho Nai. Radha Krishna Bal 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 Reshabai. Krishna Bulbe Jabe Pulak Habe. Krishna Bulbe Jabe Pulak Habe. Jurbe Ash Aki Boli Tai. Radha Krishna Bal 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 Reshabai. Radha Krishna Balo Shange Chalo. Radha Krishna Balo Shange Chalo. Ei Matro Bhikha Chai. Radha Krishna Bal 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 Reshabai. Jai Shakul Bipod Bhakti Binod. Jai Shakul Bipod Bhakti Binod Balinja Kun Unangai Radha Krishna Bal Bal Baladesha Vain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur
said, Hari Hari Gauranga.
Dandavat Pranam.
Mataji, can you read the meaning, Mataji?
Yes. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking, means he is requesting everyone, chant, Radha Krishna. Our Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also simply saying Radha Krishna. Our Guru Maharaj was saying, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. That is our chanting. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, Ei shikha diya shabno diya. Firche neche gornitaya. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are instructing everyone in Nadia. Nadia means in Navadvip Dham. And they are wandering throughout the Navadvip Dham by dancing and singing this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And was saying, Miche mayar bashe jachcho vishe khachcho habudubu bhai. Unnecessarily you are suffering in the clutches of Maya. By chanting this, you will be released from the clutches of Maya. Jeev Krishna Dash ei bishwas korle to ar dukkho nai. If we have firm conviction about our constitutional position or identity, I am only the servant of Krishna, if we believe in that, if we act with this feeling, the sense of being servitor of Krishna, then there will be no material miseries for that devotee. Ei bishwas, with this conviction, means when you develop a sense of servitorship with Krishna, of Krishna, you know. Krishna bolbe jabe tulo khabe jhorbe akhi bolitai. If we have sense of being servant of Krishna, then whenever we chant Krishna, then the tears will come out from the eyes and our heart will be filled with so much jubilation, happiness. Radha Krishna bolo, shongi chalo, ei matro bhikha chai. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, give me one arm. I'm begging one thing from you. What is that? In the form of this promise. You chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and come along with us. We are going back home back to Godhead. Please follow us. Come with us. Let's go back home back to Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra together. Jai Shakul Vipod, Bhakti Vinod Balin Jakun Onam Gai. Bhakti Vinod is speaking, when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all our inauspiciousness, all our dangerous situation, everything vanish. Even COVID-19 cannot do anything, cannot touch the soul. Soul is sure to go back to Godhead if we just fixed in this service, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is begging us, please accept my request and go on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Accept the mercy of Sri Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Chant. With the feeling that you are the eternal servant of Krishna. All right? Is that all right?
Yes, Radhe. Koti koti dandavat pranam. Srila
Prabhupada. Thank you so much.
Yes. My dandavat pranam also with, you know.
Now we can end the call, paying obeisances to all the devotees and Har Grace Savitri Mataji.
अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंदु की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत की जय, श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी की जय,
सावित्री माता जी की जय,
हरि हरि बोल, हरे कृष्ण टू ऑल द डिवोटीज।